Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Maseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're continuing Be'ezus Hashem from Daf Mem Amud Beis at the bottom after the two dots. Omer of Ami, Omer Rav, Ma Dichsi Va'ata Ben Adam Aseh Lecha Klei Goylo. You should make yourselves kalim to go into golos. Zu ner v'ka'or v'shatiach. It's talking about a ner and a plate and a shatiach. Rashi says shatiach means an or to eat on, and the Rosh says it's talking about some sort of mat to sleep on. I'm reading here an interesting Rashi in Yecheskel, interesting Yediyah here in Yecheskel. In this pasuk, Rashi explains klei goyle. Rashi says kli lishtois umakida ketana lolushba charora. It's talking about a specific type of kli which is made to knead dough in it. Ois lebnei Yisrael. It was a sign. This nevuah was a sign to bnei Yisrael. Shebi Yerushalayim shi ya'asu kein, that they should do this in Yerushalayim. They should get ready. Velo yitzdarchu lolush botok beguma al gabi karka. They shouldn't have to knead their dough on the ground when they go into Golos. They should have a kli to knead the dough. V'achatzotzim nichnosim besoichay, because if they would knead on the ground, so little thorns are going to go into the dough. V'heim lo yishamulo, they didn't listen. V'hutzachu lekach, v'hu hakosuv b'sefer kinois v'yagreis b'chatzat shinov. And the pasuk says in Eicha that they got chatzotzim in their teeth because they didn't follow the warning of Yecheskel. So when they kneaded their dough on the ground, so they ended up having thorns in the dough and they got stuck in their teeth. I'm continuing now in the Gemara of Mem Alpha, but Alpha a few lines down. Amr Rabbi Alexandri, Amr Rabbi Chir Bar Abba, Ein Hachoyle Oymed Michal Yoy Ad Shemoichlin Loy Al Kol Avonoysov. Shenem HaSolech Lechol Avoy Nichi Haroif Lechol Tachlu Ichi. Rav Hamnuna Amr Choyzel Yemei Alumav, Shenem Ar Reitvash Besoroy Minoya Yoshu Lemei Alumav. So the Taich, the Gemara is a Choyle will not get better from his sickness until he is forgiven for all of his averus. And the Gemara brings a pasuk as a raya that says asolech lechol avinechi haroife Hashem is solech all the avinois haroife lechol tachliyechi. Then Hashem heals all the different machlas. Rav Nuna said choish lemei alumav, when he gets better he returns to his days of young, he becomes a young person again. Shenem marut vash besaro minoyar, his skin becomes soft as a softer than a child's skin. Yoshu lemei alumav, he goes back to his days of young. So Lagabi, this Gemara that says that a person doesn't get better from his machla until Hashem is meichel his avoinus, we have three, which are really four different pshatim in the Rishon of Achronim. The Maharal in Chiddushi Agadais explains that when a person gets sick, he said he's nifsad tivoy, his teva is ruined, his body is not functioning properly, and therefore he's tzorich lachzor lihiyos kemoi shahaya b'rishayna. He needs, in order for his body to become better, he has to go back to the way he was before, to the way his body originally was at the beginning, when his body first started to grow and first started to build. He has to go back to that original nekuda that he was then. That's the only way for the body to get better. So therefore he says when a person gets better, it's a simon that he went back to his original state. And memela, since he had to go back to his original state, memela he's nimcha al kol avonoisav, because he's a new person. He went back to his original matzav that he was before. And he explains al pizeh, the hemshech of the Gemara, the very next line of the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, loimar the mishkach limudai. Rav Yosef darshes from the pasuk that a person who recovers from his sickness, he forgets his learning. It could cause him to forget his learning. The Maharal explains al pizeh that since he's like a new person, so his yedidah Torah are new also. He's a whole new person, and that's why he's zeichet to kaparas avoinus. It's mashma from the Maharal that this mechilas avoinus comes afilu without any hear or tshuva or anything. It's just the mere fact that he got better and he's a new person. Memela is memarik his avoinus. Second parish is the parish of the Me'iri. The Me'iri is going on the Gemara we had earlier on. The Gemara said on Daf Mem, the Gemara says, Hanichlas levaker hachoyle. Somebody comes to visit a chayle. Lo yeshev al gabe mita. You should not sit on a bed. Velo yagabe safso. Velo yagabe kise. Ella misatef yeshev al gabe karka. Rather, he should just be misatef and tzitzis, and he should sit on the floor. And the Me'iri on that Gemara says, the reason why he shouldn't sit on a safsa or a mita, mipnei shehachoyle meharher beliboy tshuva umispalel bekol liboy. Because the chayle is davening with his whole heart. When he sees the person who's doing mevakrim sitting on a high place, misyayish min hatfila, he will stop davening. The Meiri says, lafi derech ze lamadata, you learn from this gemara, shehachayle midarkoi loshuvu hispala. It's the derech of a chayle that when he's sick, he does tshuva and he davens. Va'alzu amru ein chayle oimed michal yoy ad shemeichlin leikol avenaisav. You see, the Meiri learns, and that's the pshat, that what the Gemara says, that a chayla doesn't get better until he's nimchal kol avonaisav. It's because, why is he zeichet to the mechilas of voinus when he gets better? It's because b'shas that he was sick, he was oisik in tshuva and oisik in tefila. The Meiri faker, the Meiri learns that that which is goyrim, the chayla, a kaparas of voinus, is from his tshuva and from his tefila. A third parish we have is the Marsha. The lashon of the Marsha is, ki hachaloyim boim al yedei hachet. The chet is what causes the chaloyim to come. Amar shal yedei yisurei hachayle soileach loy hakodesh baruch hu avoynoi umirape tachluov v'chulei. And a day the Yisurim coming, so Mela Kodesh Baruch Hu is merape his sickness. The mashmos of the Marsha is that since the avoynos are that which causes the sicknesses to come, so the sickness is kilu a tashlumen, a payment, an oinish for the avoynus. Mamela, once the chayla goes through the sickness and then he gets better afterwards, so he got paid already for his avoynus, and therefore we consider him to be clean already from his avoynus. The Marsha goes on to explain, that's pshat in the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Zayin and Beis. The Gemara says that really it was min haroi that the bracha of Slach Lanu should have been right next to the bracha of Rifa'enu. Just, the Gemara was mafsik with the bracha of Gol Yisrael in between, because since it's the seventh bracha, and Klal Yisrael is in the future going to be Nigal, in the seventh year, the Shemitah year, so that we definitely want to put the seventh bracha to be the bracha of Geula. But really, Slach Lanu should have been next to Rifa'enu. And he explains the reason is, Al-Pi'ar Gemara, that first, that Al-Yidei, the fact that he's Nimchal, for the Avonist, And the avonis were that which was causing the Yisurim to come. So Mela, once as a mechila, once he's finished paying back, once he's finished being paid for the avonis, so Mela he gets to a matzav now of Rifa'enu. The Shita Mekubetas brings b'shem the Ritz, a very similar pshat to the Marsha. That's why he said it's three pshatim, which is really four, because he's really going al derech the Marsha. He just adds another nekuda. He explains more clearly, how is it that we know for certain that a person who gets better from his sickness, that it was nimchal kol avonaisav. Maybe there was a specific aveira that he did, and he got mechila for that aveira, but the rest of his aveiras are still there. So he says, he quotes the Gemara in B'mem Adlikim that says, nafal tura chadadi sakini. The Gemara means if a cow falls, everybody sharpens their knives. It was an expression that people used to say. It means that once a cow is in a very vulnerable position, so that's the best time to go ahead and shecht it. So sharpen your knives. So too, that's the way Kodesh Baruch Hu works with people, that when a person is in a matzav, Rechman al-Fan, that he's sick, he's in a matzav where he's vulnerable, he's in a makom sakana, he's in a makom of danger. So at that time, that's when Shemayim is reminded of all the avoinus and all the different chovas that he has, klapi Shemayim, and that's the time that they want to pay him back for them. So therefore, it's a chazaka that if he went through a sickness and he came out of the sickness, we say that it must be that it was nimchal kol avonaisav. Because had he had any avonais that needed to be paid back, that needed tashlumin, needed an einish, so at that time when the chayla was sick, it's vadi that in Shemayim they would have paid back from him. So therefore, the fact that he was nirpa, and he's better, is a simin that he didn't have any more avonais, and therefore he's considered that he was nimchal kol avonaisav. The Gemara continues, Kol mishkavoi hofachto b'chalyoi. Omer Rav Yosef loymar de mishkach limudoi. Here also we have a few different pshatim in the Rishonim and Achronim as to how we learn out from here that a person is going to forget his learning. A chayla will forget his learning. So right away, look at the Mefarish. Rashi says, the Mefarish over here explains, Kol mishkavoi hofachto b'chalyoi, kol seder hatza'as limudoi, Hamisudar loy nefach loy bechalyoy umishkachloy, and he forgets it. The mashmos of Rashi over here is that he's learning the lashon mishkavoy, which Pashas means his bed, the place where he sleeps, is a lashon of limudai. It means his learning. So the way the pasuk is read is kol mishkavoy, all of his learning hafachta bechalyoy. And the reason why Rashi sees that mishkavoy means limudai is because just like a bed has to be misuda, like lashon we find in Chazal, hitzas amita, like we say in the tefillah on Lil Shabbos, hitzasi mitasi, that my bed is misuda. So to a person's learning, just like a bed has to be misudar, so to a person's learning also has to be on a level of that is misudar. That's what Rashi means here. Kol seder hatzas limudai hamisudar loy, that it's misuda for him. That's the mashmos of Rashi, how he's learning. Look at the Rosh. The Rosh over here has a different pshat. He says, loymar de mishkach limudai yemei alumav kodorish minin ha'alama. The mashmos of the Rosh here is that the drasha of Rav Yosef, that a chayla forgets his learning, is not going back on the pasuk of kol mishkavi afachta b'chayoy, rather it's going back on Rav Hamnuna's pasuk of rutvash besare minoyo yashuv limei alumav. He goes back to the way of alumav, lashon alama, lashon forgetting. It's going to be disappear. His learning will disappear from him. The Ran here also learns like al derech the Rosh, which is obviously a tzarech iyun on the Rosh and the Ran. I don't understand is why did the Gemara bring b'chlal the pasuk of kol mishkavi afachta b'chayoy? We're not dashing it at all. We're just using the pasuk before. In the Sefer Tiferes Tzion, a very chashuv Sefer Masech Nedarim, written by Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Yedler, who's from the Gdolei Hador in Yerushalayim. He lived in the same door as Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin and Rabbi Shmuel Salam. There's actually a haskama from both of them in the beginning of the Sefer. He says a different pshat here in the Gemara. He brings the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Kuf Dalet that darshes the pasuk in Yishayahu that says, Yovo Yisholem Yanuchu Al Mishkavoysam. That the Gemara over there is mashma that Yanucha Mishkavoysam is a lashon of Olam Haba. So too over here, the Gemara means Kol Mishkavoy Hafachta Bechalyoy. His Mishkav means his Olam Haba will be Nefach Bechalyoy. That if he had a very high place in Olam Haba, if in Olam Haba right now he's considered to be a very high person, to have a very big Milah, so there'll be Mahapech in Shemayim, there'll be Mahapech his Mokum and make him much lower in Olam Haba. He explains why they do that. He says it's because of a great chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan the tzaddikim on a very, very high madrega. And the bigger a person is, the more chomer is his din, and the more serious, the more bedakus is his judgment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan the tzaddikim kechut ha'saira. So therefore, by lowering his status in Olam Haba, and making him ki'ilu less of a chashuv person, so it makes it that in Shemayim they don't have to dan him so chomer, they don't have to dan him so seriously, and he can get off with an easier judgment. He brings that pshat in the pasuk after the Chet HaEgel, Kosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'ata hoyred adecha mi'alecha, ve'eido ma'aselach. That he explains, hoyred adecha mi'alecha means, are they taking off the ksarim that Klal Yisrael was mekabel by Kabbalah Torah? All of Klal Yisrael was mekabel crowns at Kabbalah Torah, which was a representation of a very high mila of ruchnias. Are they that we were in Shemayim? They were able to take off the crowns, and now they didn't have to dan such a serious judgment on Klal Yisrael because he lowered them from their great status. So to hear, that's why the Chayla forgets his learnings. He says, explains, if a Kosh Baruch Hu wants to lower somebody's status in Olam Haba, the only way to do it is by first making him forget his Torah. Because the Iker Erech that a person has in Olam Haba is only kafi how much Torah he knows. Not only, but one of the main things that a person achieves a high status in the next world is his Yediyas HaTorah, his Havanas HaTorah. And therefore, the very first thing we do in order to take away his high status in the next world is minimize his Havanas HaTorah and make him forget his Torah. But Mela, he falls down from his high status, and Mela, the judgment could be much more makel on him in Shemayim. The Gemara continues, Ki hava gomir Rebbe tlas esrei ape hilchasa. When Rebbe taught Rabbi Chiya, we'll see his Talmud Rabbi Chiya, he taught him 13 different ponim of halachas. Agmarel Rebbe Chiya, shiva minhon, he taught him 7 of them. L'soif cholosh Rebbe, and then Rebbe got sick. After he said 7, he got sick. Ahad Rebbe Chiya kamei ahanu shiva, shiva api de agmarel, shisa ozdu. 6 of them, Rebbe Chiya said over 7 of them back to Rebbe, and 6 of them he couldn't say over because Rebbe lost them, he forgot them. Hava hau katsra, there was a launderer. Have a Shmuel el Rebbe could have a Garislu. He heard when Rebbe was saying them over, and he remembered them. Also, Reb Chiya v'gomer yashoin kame kitzra. He went to the kitzra, and he learned them back from the kitzra. The kitzra said them back over to Rebbe. V'aser v'yahado yashoin kame Rebbe. And then Reb Chiya went back to Rebbe, and he told them back over to Rebbe. Could have a chazi le Rebbe laho katzra. When Rebbe saw the katzra, amar le Rebbe. Rebbe said to the Katra, you made me and you made Chia. Ika de Amri Hachi Karmelei. Really, he said to him, Ato Asisa Aschia, you made Chia, v'Chia also Isi, and Chia made me. The Maral in Chidushi Agadais explains here a half a digger thing. He says that there's a big machlekes halacha between the two Lashonas in the Gemara. According to the first Lashon in the Gemara, that Rebbe said to the Koivis, that you made me and you made Chia, you see from here that even though Rebbe didn't hear any Torah directly from the Katz, directly from the Koivis, rather the Koivis told Rebbe Chia and Rebbe Chia told Rebbe, still Rebbe considered the Koivis to be his Rebbe. He said, you made me and you made Rebbe Chia. Masha'enken, according to the second Lashon, says the Maral, Rebbe Chia said, you made Chia and Chia made me. The Hainu, since Rebbe didn't hear any direct Torah from the Klevis himself, rather he just heard it from Reb Chiya, so Rebbe did not consider himself a Talmud of the Klevis, rather he was a Talmud of Reb Chiya. And Avada, when he said, you made me, he meant to say, you're my Rebbe, like Rashi and the Rosh both explain, what's this Lashon Ato Asisa Oisi? They both quote the Gemara that says, Kol ha-melamed es ben chaveirei Torah, mali olav akosov kiilu asohu, shenemar ve'es ha-nefesh asher osu b'chorem. Anybody who teaches the son of his friend Torah, it's kiilu he made him, he gave birth to him. So too over here, Rebbe was telling the Koivitz, in the first Lashon, he was telling him, you made me, you're my Rebbe. And who in the second Lashon, he held that he only made Rebbe Chiya, and Rebbe Chiya made Rebbe. Says the Maharal, since we paskin always, the halacha is, he doesn't speak this out, but he says that the halacha is like the second Lashon. Pashas, he means, because usually we usually paskin like the Ikad Amri, when we have two Lashonis in the Gemara. So he says the halacha is that somebody is not mechuyev to give cover to his Rebbe's Rebbe as if he's his own Rebbe. He's only mechuyev to give kavod to his own Rebbe, but to his Rebbe's Rebbe, he's mechuyev in kavod like any other Talmid Chacham. But the special dinim that a person has in Hilchas Kivud, Talmid Chachamim, that he has specifically to his own Rebbe, that he doesn't have to his Rebbe's Rebbe. And he brings a raya, libid Hilchas from our sugya. The Shulchan Aruch, in Yeredeyasim in Reish Mem Beis, in Hilchas Kibud Rabbi v'Talmid Chachamim, Sif Chof Aleph, he brings a halacha down there. Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is Ein Cholkin Kovod LeTalmid Bifnei Rabbi, Elohim Kein Rabbi Cholek Loi Kovod. It means a person is not allowed to give kovod to a Talmid when the Talmid is sitting in front of his Rebbe. It's not considered kovod to the Rebbe to give kovod to his Talmid in front of him. That's a halacha in Hilchas Kibud Talmid Chachamim. The Ramah there adds, Afilu talmidoi shel ha-talmid, oi bnoi shel ha-talmid, ein lahem lamoi lifnei harav neged raboi. Even if the person now who wants to stand, we're talking about a person who sees a talmid next to his rav. So the Shulchan Aruch said, don't stand up, don't be noyed covered to the talmid in front of his rav. And the Ramah adds, even if you are the talmid of that talmid is your rebbe, and therefore that should be mechayiv you to be noyeh covered towards him. Says the Ramah, still we hold, don't be noyeh covered to the Talmud, even though he's your Rebbe, in front of his Rebbe. And then the Ramah's Messiah, he says, I'm going to read you his Lashon, V'dafka im harav hu gam kein rabbi shel zeh hayyeshev lefanov. Says the Ramah, this halacha, that he can't be noyeh covered to a Talmud, when the Talmud is in front of his Rav, is only when the Rav of the Talmud is also his Rav. Because only then is there a chiyuv for him to be noyeh kovod to the Rav. But if the Rav of his Rebbe is not his Rebbe also, therefore says the Ramah, there's no chiyuv kovod at all to that Rav. And in Mele, it's mutter legamre for him to be mechabit his Rebbe in front of his Rebbe's Rebbe, because even though it's a pigia to his Rebbe's Rebbe, to be mechabit his Rebbe in front of his Rebbe's Rebbe, but that's okay, because he's not responsible for pigias in the covet of his Rebbe's Rebbe, because he doesn't have a din as if he's his own Rebbe. Hope that was clear. I'll speak it out one more time just to make it more clear. Again, the Ramah adds to the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch that even though the Talmud who's Bifnei Rabbi is Pliny's Rebbe, and therefore Pliny is chayiv and covered to the Talmud, still the Ramah says he should not be noyeh covered to his Rebbe while his Rebbe is in front of his Rebbe. Because it's not covered to his Rebbe's Rebbe to be not covered to the biggest Rebbe's Talmud in front of him. So on that, the Ramah fears ois and says, but that's only if this Talmud, this Pliny, this Talmud is also a Talmud of his Rebbe's Rebbe, and because Dafka in that case, Dafka piki hai gavna, does he have higher dargas of covered to his Rebbe's Rebbe? But if his Rebbe's Rebbe was not his Rebbe at all, and he learned nothing from him, so then he doesn't have that higher darga of kovod klape him. He only has the higher darga of kovod klape his own Rebbe, and therefore we apply the din that he has to be mechabed his Rebbe, even though it's bifnei Rabbi. The Shach there in Sifkot and Mem brings from the Tshuvus Ma'ari Koyen Mikrakow, which is otherwise known as Sheiris Yosef in Simon Yud Tes, who's choylik lehediyah on the Ramah. He writes, "Shekovod Rabbi Shel Rabbi, Afilu Loilamud the fun of Klal." Someone's Rebbe of his Rebbe, even though he didn't learn anything from him, Godol Mikovod Rabbi. And then the Shach ends off. He says something which is a little bit difficult to understand. Ukishelamud Gam Ken Tzas Lefonav Yishlidchos Rabbi V'Loi L'Chavde Befonav. If he learned a little bit from him, so then he should be doiche the kovod of his Rebbe and only be mechabed the Rebbe's Rebbe, which is shrek, as he just finished saying before that even if we didn't learn anything from him, his Rebbe's kovod is bigger, the Rebbe of his Rebbe's kovod is bigger than his Rebbe. So tzarich in exactly how to read the Hemshech. But it's clear from the Shach that he's being chelik on the Ramah, and the Shach holds that the Rebbe of the Rebbe has a chiyuv kovod, just like more, even more than his own Rebbe. It looks like the Shach and the Ramah are being chaylik in the two Lashonis of our Gemara. That's what should come out. But for the Maharal's Havana and our Sugya, it looks like a Machlekes Ramah and Shach, like how do we pass in the two Lashonis? The Nachlas Tzvi, who has a parish on Shulchan Aruch, who's also the Mechaber of Pischei Tshuva, he has a very interesting Ha'ara on this Machlekes Shach and Ramah. He brings a Toizviz in Avodah Zarah. The Tois is in a Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Tes on the Dibur HaMaskel, the Amr Rabbi Yechavam Yishuv Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehud Tzadok. This is a Lashon the Gemara uses in a few places. Amr Rabbi Yechavam Yishuv Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehud Tzadok. The mashmos of that Lashon is that Rabbi Yochanan heard from Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehud Tzadok, and therefore it means that Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehud Tzadok. Tois was in the Avodah Zarah asked the Kasha, how could it be that Rabbi Yochanan was considered a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehud Tzadok? How the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Perek Zeb Boirer, the Gemara has a whole story there about how Reish Lakish followed two Amiraim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok and Rabbi Chiya Bar Zarnuki. He followed them to a certain place, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish was giving them a hard time, and he referred to them as Raye Tzoyin or Raye Bokar in a not such a respectful way, and he said this back to Rabbi Yochanan, to which Tosfos asks, if Rabbi Yochanan himself was a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok, so how could he remain silent when Reish Lakish said that and not say anything? The Lashon of Tosfos' Kasha is, it's a little bit hard to read, the Lashon is, he should have been Meicha on the cover of his Rebbe. And then Tosfos fears eyes, de'i have a Rabbi, shall Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, haya Talmud. The Maram Milublin explains Tosfos means to ask two separate questions. His first question was, Rabbi Yochanan himself, why was he not moicha when he heard a bizayin to the kovod of his Rebbe? And the second kasha Tosfos is asking is, that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish himself, how is it mutter for him to be makel b'kfoidosh Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok? I'll read you the Lashon of the Maram. Kevan Shahayo Rabbi Shah Rabbi Yochanan, since he was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan, Shehu Rabbi Shah Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is the Rebbe of Reish Lakish. Im Gam Reish Lakish Hayatal, Im Kain, says the Maram, Gam Reish Lakish Hayatalmid Shah Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehud Sadok Ad Kan Lashon Maram. Lahedi and the Maharam is learning up in Tosfos that since Reish Lakish was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan was the Talmud of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok, that makes Reish Lakish a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok, and therefore he himself had to be noy covered to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok, kilo he was his Rabbi. Tosfos in Nida Daf Yud Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel Omar asks exactly the same question, but he leaves out the second half. Tosfos says Zel Shoinam Mash Moshahaya Rabbi. He brings it from the same diuk that the Lashon Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishmoi Shal Rabbi Shimon Yud Tzadik is Mashma that he's his Rebbe. Uper Exem Boyer Kari Leish Lakish. Kari Leish Lakish Rabbi Shimon Yud Tzadik Roye Bakar V'loy Hayam Moichir Rabbi Yochanan Al Kavod Rabbi. That's it. That's the only kasha that he asks. It's Masha from Tosfos that the only shverkeit here was that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't Meicha. Tosfos doesn't ask that why was Reish Lakish allowed to be Meikel Bekvoide of his own Rebbe. It's Mashma here, the two Tosfos in the Nid and the Vodah Zarah and Achamo are Chaylik in the same Achlaikas of the two Lashonis in the Gemara al Pilip Shat of the Maral. Half of a fellow. But Ezra's Hashem, I'm jumping over to Daf Mem Alf Amabez at the two dots. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah that says, the Mishnah said on Daf Lamed Ches Amabez that Hamudu Hanami Chavera V'nichlas Levakri Oimer V'lo Yoshev U'marpei Refuas Nefesh Avaloi Refuas Mama. He's only allowed to be Merapi Refuas Nefesh, but not Refuas Mama. The Gemara asks, "Hey Chiktani, what does it mean? Marpei Refuas Nefesh, Loi Refuas Mamon. Ilema de Refuas Nefesh Bechinam Refuas Mamon Bischar. Lisnei Hachi Marpei Bechinam Loi Bischar." The Gemara's initial havamina and understanding the Mishnah is that Refuas Nefesh means he can be Merapim Bechinam, and Refuas Mamon means that he's going to take money. The Ran and the Rosh both explain, Refuas Nefesh, how does the Lashon Refuas Nefesh imply that it's Bechinam? Lashon Nefesh is Miritzoinai, that he has a Rotz and a Chavetz to do without getting paid. That's the Gemara's Havamina, that's the case where it's Mutter. The Shaila is, what was the Pshat in the Havamina of the Gemara? Why should it be that it's Mutter to do it Bechinam, and it's also to do it Bischar? So by here, there's a Machlaikis, we have a Machlaikis Ran and the Rosh. The Lashon of the Ran is, after going on the Havamir, the Ran says, "Umisukma masnisin b'shenichse choyle asurin al haroife." The Ran speaks out that lafi the Havamina of the Gemara, the nechosim of the choyle are also to the roife, not the other way around. That means the Ran's understanding that the reason why he's only allowed to do it bechinam is because if he does it b'schar, so the roife, who's not allowed to be nene from the choyle, when he gets paid for his service that he's giving to the choyle, that's going to be a violation of his isur hanav and the money that he's getting from the choyle. Masha'enken, if he does it bechinam, so he's not getting any money, and therefore he's not being nene b'chlal from the choyle. The Rosh, Dibur Maschil, Refuas Nefesh Bechinam, L'Choyres seems to be learning differently in the Havamina of the Gemara. The Losh of the Rosh is, She'odom oise minafsho umutsoy, like I spoke about before, that he's doing it binafsho, he's doing it for free. Beloy kabola schar, de mitzvah ko'ovid. Beloy mahani lei, keva de eine neitel aleya schar, ad kan. Says the Rosh, it seems the Rosh is learning that since he's doing it bechina, we had this idea before. I'll remind you in a minute. The Rosh is saying that since he's doing it bechinam and he's not taking money, so we dan the ma'isa refuah that he's giving as a mitzvah. Since he's doing a mitzvah, he's oisik in a mitzvah, so that's not considered as being mahane the choyle. It means the Rosh is learning faker from the Ran. The Rosh is learning that the nechosim of the roife are also to the choyle. And the only reason why it's mutter for the roife to be mahanehim is because since he's doing it bechinam and he's not taking any money, so we say that he's oisik b'mitzvah. He's mechavim to do a mitzvah. Once he's mechavim to do a mitzvah, so all the hana that comes to the choyle, machmas the roife, is considered to be agav dika hana, and that's why it was mutter. Mashiach, if he takes money, with the havamin and the rosh, If he takes money, so it's not considered that he's doing a mitzvah anymore. He's doing a job. Once he's doing a job, so all the refuah that he gives to the chayla is considered he's being mahanahim, and that's awesome. We had this same idea in the Perash HaMishnayis in the Rambam on the Mishnah of Umachzi Eloi Avidosai. I'll read you the Lashon of the Rambam in Perash HaMishnayis. The Rambam says, Machzi Eloi Avidosai, Bein Shahayu Nichsei Machzi Asurin Al Balaveda, Oy Nichsei Balaveda Asurin Al HaMachzi. Either way, the Rambam passes the Halacha, it comes up with being Machlokes in the Gemara. We hold either way, whether the Nichosim of the Balaveda were also to the Machzi, or the Nichosim of the Machzi are also to the Balaveda, it's mutter for him to return it. The Fishu Mitzvah. Why? Because he's doing a mitzvah. Why is it mutter for the machzir to return the aveda if the bal aveda can't be nena from the machzir? Because the machzir is doing a mitzvah. Mamish this far. Since he's oisik in the mitzvah, it's not considered that he's being mahane the bal aveda by giving him back his aveda. The fi shehu mitzvah v'ha Torah machrichos oyalev. The Torah forced him to do it. V'im haya minhag sheha machzir aveda mekabel shum davar. If the minhag was that the bal aveda has to pay the machzir, harezeh lo yekabel b'menu. He can't take the money from him. L'fi shebazeh ha minhag. Ayidei this minhag. Yotza midin ha Torah u'ki'ilu hichzira mitzad yekabel b'menu. Once he takes money, he's not doing it because of the Torah. That's lashon. Yotza midin ha Torah means he's not doing it because of the Torah. U'ki'ilu hichzira mitzad yekabel b'menu. He's only giving him back his aveda because he wants to get paid. It's mashma that person that made a shvua that he's not allowed to be mahane the hainu the machzir, he's not allowed to be mahane the balaveda mahane oisoi mitzad hadavar shehichzir loy. So now he's being mahane him by giving him back this object. Mamish al derech, what we see in the rush. That once he takes money for doing the mitzvah, he loses the svara of mitzvah ka'avid and it's considered as being mahanehim now, sai by returning him the aveda, and sai by being mirapahim refuas nefesh. A very interesting thing I want to add now is if you look at the Or Sameach on the Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, he brings this Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis that we just learned, and he says that Alpi the Rambam, we could explain this Gemara that Merapid Nefesh means Bechinam, and B'mamon means Beschar, Mamash Al Derech, like we just explained now in the Rosh. So you see, Mamash Al Hedya, the Or Sameach is also, he's also comparing the way the Rosh is learning over here to the way the Rambam learns in the Perish HaMishnayis. He just points out, Ein Sham, you could take a look over there, the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph and Yad seems to be Choyzer from the way he learned there in Perish HaMishnayis. I mentioned earlier that the Shitas HaRan, the way the Ran learns the Havamir and the Gemara, is different from the way the Rosh learns. I'll just chazer over what we said. The Ran learns that the Mishnah, the Havamina, is talking about a case where the Nechosim of the Choyle are usher on the Roife. And therefore, when the Roife is Mirape, the Choyle, for Schar, so the Schar that he's getting is considered a violation of the Yisra Hanoh. The Schar that he's getting is considered as being Nene from the Choyle when the Choyle gives him money. So we see from this Ran, a big Yisoid, that even when somebody's doing a job, and as Tashlumin for the job, he's getting paid money, it's Masha from the Ran, that the money that he's getting is considered that he's being Nene from the person that he's working for. And we don't say that it's not considered a Hanoah, because the work that he's doing is just the Tashlumin that he's getting is just a payback for the work that he did. The last Taz in Simin Reish Chaf Aleph, Sifkat Mem Dalid, he says over there an interesting halacha. He writes, Nira li, de noider hanomi chaveroi, osur li tein loi laasois melocho bischar, shemikri hano, mashe hiniach acherim vesochroi, ukamoshe kosov simin kuf samich sif chaf gimel, ad kandvorov. The Taz writes, mamish similar to what we're talking about now. He says that somebody who's neider hanami chaver, he can't get hanah from somebody. So it's also for the madir to give a job to employ the mudar, even though he's paying him. It's also for him to because he's paying him. It's also for him to employ the mudar, even though the mudar is doing work on behalf of the madir, and he's only getting paid because of the work that he's doing. But still, it's considered a hanah. And the Taz, interestingly enough, he doesn't bring a riot from this Ran, but he brings a riot from a halach and hilchus ribis, simin kuf samich sif chav gimel, where there the Shulchan Aruch says, Hamalve mois al menas shekol malacha shetheli yodoi shetovoi liyodoi yitein oisa lemalve la asoisa osur. Somebody who lends money on condition that any work that the loive needs to be done in his house or wherever he needs work, he needs to hire someone to do work for him, he makes a condition that the loive is dafka going to hire the malve. That's considered ribbis. So Taz is bringing a raya from here that even though the malve, when he's going to get money for the job that he's doing, avada, he's working for that money, but still the fact that he's hiring him and not hiring somebody else is considered a ribbis dika hano that the loive is giving over to the malva. Therefore, the Taz brings a raya from there that hu adin l'nyaneinu, that hiring somebody and paying them, it's considered a hano for not having hired somebody else. L'maisa, the achroinim, the sefer nidrei zrizim, he's ma'ir, why doesn't the Taz, l'maisa, bring a raya from this run? L'chayri, he didn't have to go all the way to hilchos ribbis, so we shtikl torachir on that. Okay, everything that we've said until now was dealing with the havamina of what pshat is in the Mishnah. But l'maisa, the Gemara is madchil this, because the Gemara says, if that would have been the pshat, so the Mishnah should have just merely said that it's also to hire somebody for money, and it's mutter to hire somebody for free. Like the Gemara says, Lisni hachi merapeyo bechinam avaloi b'schar. Ella, the Gemara continues, refuas nefesh gufoi, refuas mamun behemtoi. Which means refuas nefesh, that the Mishnah Matir is talking about being merapid the goof of the chayla. Bashekin refuas mamun is talking about being merapid his money, the hainah being merapid his behemah. So here we have a big shayla in the Bishonim as to what is exactly the chilek between merapid es gufoi, which is mutter, and merapid es mamonai, which is asr. We'll start on the page with the shita of the Ran. The Ran here is a fascinating Ran. Read it here inside. The Ran says, Dibra maschil el refuas nefesh gufoi u'mesuk b'mashenich say reife asurin ala choyla. First of all, the Ran, we have to realize he changes the ukimta. The Havamina, according to the Ran, the Gemara was talking about that the nichsei ha-choyla were asur onto the reife. Here the Ran changes it that the nichsei ha-reife are asur to the choyla. U'mishum hachi lo yirape behemtoi. And that's why it's also for the reife to yirape the behema, because the chayla is not allowed to be nene from the reife, and by being yirape his behema, he's being mahane the chayla. U'kshiyesham reife acher, says the Rana Chiddush. The Mishnah is talking about a case where there is another reife that could also potentially be yirape the behema. The Eloi, because if you don't say like that, the Eloi shari l'rafaisa, then if it wouldn't be another doctor, avad it would be mutter for the roife to be merapi the behema of the choil of the muda. The hotna, because the Mishnah says machshil avedasei ve'ein lecha hashav gedoyla mizu el avadai kishiyesh roife acher askinen vafilu hachi merapi refuas a nefesh the hainu gufay lafi shaloi min hakol adam zoichel hisrapois vachi isa biyushalmi. It's mashma from the Ran. The pshat is the etzem chilek between behema and gufay is not really be'etzem. There's no difference that a person is allowed to be merapeh the behema just like he's allowed to be merapeh as gufay, because in each scenario he's been mekayim a mitzvah, and be merapeh the behema of somebody fixing his behema is no less than any mitzvah deraisa of a shavas aveda. So elamai, what's the difference? The Mishnah is talking specifically about a case, says the Ran, where there is somebody else who on hand who could do the job for him. Says the Ran, in that scenario, there's no mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. The mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda is not chal on the roife, because since there's somebody else who can go ahead and take do the job for him, it's not considered an Aveda b'kehai gavna. Masha'enkin, says the Ran, by Rafua's Gufay, even though there's somebody else, because we can't say that the case of Rafua's Gufay is talking about when there isn't somebody else, and the case of Rafua's Mamun is talking when there is somebody else, because then there's no chilek between the two cases. They're both talking about there is somebody else. But Afilu Hachi, by Rafua's Gufay, there's still a mitzvah on each and every person, because we have a klal, the Yushalmi says this, that a person is not mesugal to be nisraba from every person. There's a mazal, every person has a mazal, like Gemara says in Baba Kama, and lav dafka will a person be zeicha to be nisrapa on each person. So therefore, maybe I'm that person, maybe he's that person. So each person is mechuyev on his own to make the ishtadlis to do the ripoy, and it's considered a mitzvah. Mashenken by the behema, there's no difference between who does it, and therefore there's no din, hashavas aveda, that he should, that Mela, he has no heter to merapa the behema of the muda. It's Masha from the Ran, a very interesting chiddush l'choy that should come out in Hilchos of Shavas Aveda. It's Mashma that if somebody finds an Aveda and there's somebody else that's available to return the Aveda, it's Mashma that the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda shouldn't be chal on him. That's the Mashma of the Ran. And l'choy the pshat is that we only say a Shavas Aveda when lulei my actions, so the guy's going to lose his chevetz l'gamrei. But if I would be nisalim from the chayfets, and there's a very good chance of the person getting back his chayfets anyways, that's not the matzav of a Shabbos Aveda. We see that from Lahedia, from Shidus Aran. The Chidush HaRashba says very similar al derech the Ran that we mentioned. He also learns like the Ran that be merapa es behema shel chaveiro is nechla on the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. And therefore, it's pashut that if he's needed for the madir to do the ripoy, avade he's mechuyev to do it. Just he says a little bit different as to explain why are we here. It's also for him to be merapa the behema. Whereas the Ran said it's talking about a nukimta where there's somebody else who's able to do it. The Rajba says, I'll read you the lashon inside. The cave of the yochel the meimar hitil la sam ployni. Since it's possible, shaykh, that the roifer can just tell the baal habehema, give him this sam, give him this medication, he shomer mi sam ployni, and keep him away from the sam ployni. Harei hu yecholel his rapus ay deacher, ukeshiyeh sham roifer acher ein a mitzvah berefuas b'moynei. He can create a matzev on his own that there's somebody else ready and able to be merapa him just by merely being megala the secret, being megala to somebody else how to fix the behema. He can help him like that. So therefore, there's no mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda on the madir on the madir. Mashain came by refus gufay. Imam says like the Ran that even if there be kama roifim, if he makom sheish kama roifim mutra afaisa, it's still mutra for him to do it because the same reason shaloi be kol adam zeicha liyisrapos. Tosfos and the Perish Harosh have a different mahalach lechayra in this understanding this sugya. The Tosfos and Dibur Maskei Refuas Mamon behemtoy. Tosfos says the loy mitzvah ka'avid ha kamahani le af ki ein noitlin alehen schar. The mitzvah mitzvah. And the Perush Harosh, Dibur Hamasker, Fuas Mam Behemtoi, Mamish says, came out the same exact words. It's Mavur from Toys and the Rosh that the chilek between being merapa as gufoy, le behemtoi, is that by Rafuas Behemtoi, there is no mitzvah at all. It is not nechlal in the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. Masha'enkin, Rafuas Gufay is a mitzvah, and therefore it's mutter for the svar that we mentioned Kama Pamim before, that when somebody's doing a mitzvah, it's not considered a direct hanot to the mudar hanot, it's considered like he's being nene derech agav. The Rosh, in the Piskei HaRosh, in the back, the Rosh seems to be soisa what he said here in his in the Perush HaRosh. The Rosh over there brings the same Yushalmi that the Ran quoted. There he brings the Losh of the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi had there, it's in Halacha Beis, in the fourth parak of Yushalmi, Halacha Beis. The Yushalmi asked the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah of a Shabbos Aveda. That it says that you're allowed to be Meshav Aveda, the Madr can be Meshav Aveda to the Mudar, but he's not allowed to be Merap Es Behemtoi. And the Gemara over there gives two terutz. I'll read for you the second terutz because that's what's Nogel in Yaneinu. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yudan, Rabbi Yosi. Chad Omar kan b'shiyesh loy mishi arpenoi, kan she'ein loy mishi arpenoi. The Mishnah in the Mishnah that says machshel avedosai is talking about there's nobody else to be mirapenoi. There's nobody else to take care of the problem of the person's aveda. Mashenkin over here is talking about there is somebody else to be mirape. Mamish what the Ran and the Rajba said. Then the Rosh himself fears ois there. He says, I'm going to read you his lashon. V'chod mirape behemtoi. He explains, when there's nobody else to be merapa the behema, it's mutter because it's kilu he's being machzir avidasi. The mitzvah ka'ovid. The Gemara Dilan Nami Svirahachi, right? Our Gemara also holds like this. There's no machloikas in the Bavli and the Yushalmi. The Bavli also holds that since he's doing a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda, he's allowed to be merapa the behema. And the Mishnah is dafka talking about a case where there's nobody else, where there's somebody else to do it. It's the Chaya seemingly astira because the Rosh Bayas he says lahedia shatayra loitzivso lerafis behema chaveray. Keep up a foolish in the Rosh. That there's no mitzvah at all, mamash al derech, what we said before from Tosfos. There's another mahalak in the Rishonim to explain this chilik between Refuas Gufay and Refuas Behemtai. Rabbeinu Avraham min Ahar, he seems to go al derech the Toisvus and the Perush HaRosh, that there's no mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda, there's no mitzvah at all by being Meshiv Behemtai. It's not a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. But over there he says a Hezber, which is very, very interesting Hezber. It's Tzarech Iyun exactly what he means. I'll read it for you the Lashon. He says, also l'rafes behemtoi. I'm starting from the middle of the shtickle. It's also for him to be merapid the behema. Deleika mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah. The lav hashavas aveda hi. It's not considered a shavas aveda. The efshur de merapid la, the efshur de koti la. Hilkach leishayich ba mitzvah de hashavas aveda. That's the lashon of Rabbeinu Avraham min Ahar. That since it's possible that he'll be merapeh, maybe he won't be merapeh. Maybe he'll kill the behemah, or maybe he won't succeed in being merapeh the behemah. Therefore, it's not shaykh the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. It's a shtickle mashma. The way I would understand his words is that a Shabbos Aveda can't be has to be a maisa which the maisa that he's doing is a maisa which the direct result of that maisa is that the chavis will be returned to the Bailim. Mashenkin, by refuah, it's not totally completely in his actions. He'll try a certain medicine, he'll try a psalm, he'll try this psalm, but lemaisa, at the end of the day, it's not in his hands. Other things have to happen in order for the behema to get better. And therefore, he's machadesh, and it's not in the parish of a Shabbos Aveda. Shabbos Aveda is only when directly from his maisa, a vaday hashava, a vaday refuah is going to happen. Mashenkin, by refuah's behemtoi, it's not necessarily muchach, that his mice is going to result in the Bailam getting back his mammon. Rabbi Kiva Eger here in the Gilin Hashas asks a very strong kasha. He asks a kasha on the whole hanocha of all the Rishonim here, starting from the Ran and the Rajba, all the Rishonim, except for Tosfos and the Perush HaRosh, they were all trying to come and be machalik, why there's no Shabbos Aveda over here. Rabbi Kiva Eger says the whole kasha doesn't even begin. His lashon is between Hani. Hashem ain't hatam to mishum mitzvah rashay lahanois. The reason why machzir la'avedasai is mutter is not because it's not because it's a mitzvah. That's not the reason for the heter. Ela mishum de noisen lo yeshaloi umeinei rak la'achirim litloiv havi mavriach ari veloi mikri mahanoi. V'zeh shaych ba'aveda de b'hashivasai ainu mashbiach la'aveda atzma. Ela de meinei achirim litloiv. Aval hocha de behemtoi choyle v'hu merabo yiso mashbiach nechosav odiv mefatim behemah v'os. He says the heter, the Gemara says by Meshav Aveda the Flamadarim and Beis is not because it's a mitzvah. The lash of the Gemara is because meidam de nafshehu de mahadale. He's giving back his own thing. He's not giving him something new. He's just returning to him his own chayfetz. The Mela says to Rekiv Eger, that's dafka by a behemah. His behemah is lost and the behemah is still his. The whole Ganza Behema is still the property and under the bailus of the Bala Behema. Just he's about to lose it. So when he returns to him his chavitz, he's not giving him something. He's just making sure that he doesn't lose what he already has. And that goes under the category of Marvi Chari. Mashenkin over here, to be merap of the Behema has already gone down very much in value. The Behema's weak. The Behema's slow. The Behema's about to die. And he comes in and he's merap of the Behema and he strengthens the Behema. And he makes the Behema stronger. Dr. Bekiva Eger, Avada, that's a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. There's no question that's a nechlal in the mitzvah, the rice of a Shabbos Aveda. Ain't a Shabbos Aveda gedor lemizul, like the Ran says, and the Rajba says. But he's not, you can't say here the svar that he's giving him back what's his. Because here he's being moisif something for him. He's giving him something that he doesn't have. Because at this point now, the Baal HaBehema has already lost a significant chelik in his Behema. Because he's sick right now, lemaisa, the Behema is sick. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's not doime at all to the heter of Shabbos Aveda, and therefore tzarich iyun on the whole hanach and the whole kasha of the Rishonim. The Chazon Ish in Yerideya Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Ois Gimel, he comes to be miyashiv the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He writes v'zel shaynei einei muvan. I don't understand Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. De hamachzir aveda nami iloi hichzira haisa avuda mimenu va'al yodoi hu misasher bechevet shehichzira v'chulei. There's a long arichos there. That's the one line that's nogea to answer the kasha. He says, I don't understand his kasha. Machzir aveda also had the machzir not returned to him the chevetz, also the chevetz would have become avuda mimenu. He would have lost it. and still he's allowed to give it back. It seems that the Chazon Ish is being chiluk on Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the etzem hagdara of how we view the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. It seems that the Chazon Ish is understanding that also by a Shabbos Aveda, Avada the Chafetz is right now considered to be gone from the Bailim. What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says made of the Nafshe is giving back his own thing? Because the Gemara is just telling us that the reason why it's not considered to be Mahanahim is because since this Behema was his, and even though now Lemaisa he's lost the Behema, but in a Maisa of the Maisa of a Shavas Aveda, which is a relatively simple Maisa comparatively to buying a whole new brand new Behema, he can bring back the person's Behema to him, to the rightful owner. He's still considered the original Bailim who just lost right now. He just lost his Behema. And Mimele, he's not considered that he's being Mahan him by giving him a new thing. He's just returning to him what he mamish temporarily lost for a few seconds. Mimele, the Chazon Ish understands exactly the same thing by a Behema that got sick and he's coming to Merapah him. That who, even though the Behema went down in value and the Behema's weak now, the Behema lost a lot of its koyach, but Lemaisa, he can get it back. He just lost it. It's just like a Behema that got lost and he doesn't know where it is. It's temporarily lost and it can be returned to him. Ayadei Maisa Hashavas Aveda. So it's over here, the Behema can be returned to the Baal Behema. Ayadei Maisa Ripoy. So the Chazon Ish says that they're in exactly the same category, and therefore the Ran is betzedek to compare the two things and to have to make a chiluk and to have to be mechalik and say our Mishnah is talking about where there is somebody else who's able to do it. Memela, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger Pashas understands. No, Rabbi Akiva Eiger understands that a behemoth that's lost is entirely different. A behemoth that's lost is mamish. Still 100% completely under the bilis of the person that lost it. Just he doesn't know where it is. And Mela, when he gives it to him, it's mamish made them the nashi kama hadala. His mamish not giving him anything. Mashenkin over here, he's mamish kilu is bimafatim his behemah. He's giving him something that he temporarily lost for a small amount of time. I mentioned earlier in the when we were learning the Ran, that it's masha from the Ran, that even when somebody finds an Aveda, if there's somebody else who's able to return the Aveda, so he's not chayiv in the Shabbos Aveda because there's somebody else who can return the Aveda for him. The Chazon Ish, that same Chazon Ish that we just mentioned, he's mamshich to talk about the Ran, and he says, Leishamanu and Shum Makoim, at the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda is totally whether or not there's somebody else to do the mitzvah or not. It doesn't make a difference, no matter how many people there are there, it's pashut that everybody's chayiv in the mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. So he suggests a different pshat in understanding this Ran. He says the Ran is talking about two different types of cases where we have to come on to the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. There's a case where the Bailim are not around. That's the normal case of a Shavas Aveda, where he loses a Chafetz, and other people have to return to him the Chafetz. And there's another type of case where the Bailim are around. The Hainu, what we're talking about. The Bailim are right here with their Behema. Just since his Behema is sick, and he doesn't know how to fix the Behema, so it's considered an Aveda, klapi the Bailim, because he's about to lose his Behema. So the Chazon Ish explains that they are nischalik, these two different Siurim. When the Bailim are not there, then no matter what happens, even if there's 100 people sitting there looking at the Chavetz, each and every one of them is Chayv equally in the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. Mashenkin, what the Ran means to say is that when the Bailim are there, so in order for the Chavetz to have a shame Aveda, it has to be that only one person knows how to cure the animal. Mashenkin, if there's more than one person there that knows how to cure the animal, since the Baal HaBehema is there, not like we learned before that the pshat is that he's potter from doing the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda because of somebody else that knows how to do it. But rather, it doesn't have a shame of Veda Bichlal. That since the Bailim are right there and his Behema is sick, and there's 2, 3, 4 doctors that know how to cure the Behema, even though the Baal HaBehema himself is not a Baki in Refuah, he doesn't know how to cure the Behema, but it's not an Aveda. It's not called an Aveda. It's called that he has a sick animal and he needs a doctor. So he has to go to a doctor and he has to pay him to fix it. Masha'en came when he's not around, that's mamish an Aveda. That's the classical case of an Aveda. Bikihai Gavna, even if there's 100 people that know how to, that are there and are able to help him, they're all chayiv in the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda equally. In the next Mishnah, Be'ezer Hashem, I think we have time to shtel here on one more nakuda.
The Mishnah says, "Vorechetz imoy ba'ambati gedoyla v'loy b'ktana v'yoshni imoy b'mita." Rabbi Yehuda aimer b'yomos hachama v'loy b'maysakashami b'bneishu mehanoi. U'meisiv imoy ala mita v'oichel imoy al hashulchan. The Mishnah says that the madir and the muda can eat together on the same table. The Ran explains, "Vorechel imoy al hashulchan v'loy gazrin and dima ochil mimante dechavrei." We're not goyzer that he's going to go and eat from his friend's food. They're eating at the same table, the madir and the mudar. So l'choy, we should have been choyshish that the mudar might take from the madir and eat this food. The chiddush of the Mishnah is we're not choyshish for that at all. The question in a few Rishonim we're going to mention here is why not? Why is it different than basar b'cholov? The Gemara says in Chulin, davkuf zayin, maybe kuf dalad, I'm sorry, davkuf dalad, that you're not allowed to eat basar and cholov at the same table. Two people who are eating basar and cholov can't eat at the same table because we're choishes they're going to eat. So we'll look right away the Lashon HaRosh. The Rosh says, v'loi chay shinan, shem ye'achel imoy, dekevan shehidiroi, mistama soinim ze et ze, tfei, mishtei achsanayim al shulchan echad ze basar v'ze gvina. The Rosh says that Mistama, since they made a neder, not to be neder from each other, Mistama, they're soinim zetze, they hate each other. Mela, since they're not on good terms, we apply the din of achsanoim, which the Gemara says in Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Peiches, that two achsanoim that come to Pundak Echad, they don't know each other, they hate each other, they don't know each other. Over there, there's no iser of halal, there's no iser to eat this one to eat bas or this one to eat gvina at the same table, because we're not choshes, they're going to share food because they don't have a strong relationship. So minastam, two people that make a neder, not to be neder from each other, the Rosh says, have that same status. The Rajba also asked this kasha. He says, v'tmiya, ma'ish nami basar gvina she'enan oilin al shulchan echad. V'shema hitiru de'emas nedorim aleim u'mizhar zihiri. And also the Ritva says the same teret, that since nedorim are very chomer, the fear of nedorim is on the madir and the mudar, therefore it's different than basar and cholav, and we don't have to be choishish that they're gonna share food because of the fear they have for the isra and nedorim. The Shach in Yeridea over there, Simon Peiches, Sivkat and Dalet, Sivkat and Beis, he has a shail over there. He's donning, where exactly do we apply this Isra Halah? So he wants to say, I'll read you his Lashon, the kids are inside. He says, V'nira dafka basar also l'halas al shulchan sh'ochel cholav a'ibcha. This Isra of putting on the same table is only a din in basar and cholav. Mishum deloibdili inshiminei, mipnei shekol echad mehem heter bifnei atzmoi, aval mutu l'halas basar nevela al shulchan sh'ochel basar k'sheira. Dafka basar and cholav are asr because b'derek klal basar and cholav are mutter. So therefore, a person is not used to refraining from eating basar. So if he's eating his gvina sandwich and the person right next to him at the table is eating basar, he can very easily take the basar and pop it into his mouth and be over the isr of eating basar and cholav together. Masha'en kain, if I'm eating kosher and somebody else is eating nevela at the same table, we're not choshesh he's going to take the nevela and eat it because he's used to not eating nevela anyways. So mela, since over there the b'dili mine, there's no isr of halal. Just the Shach says, but l'chayva kasha on me is from the Rosh and our sugi in the Dharm. He brings our Rosh that asks the kasha, why is it allowed? Why is it mutter to eat at the same table as the madir? Why are we choshes going to eat from the food of the madir? And the Rosh answers only because they're soinin zeh. In fact, the Shach l'fi me should have answered better. He should have said it's dafke din and basa b'cholav. It's mash from the Rosh fakir that this iser applies to all different types of machalos asuris, and just nedarim is an exception to the rule because by nedarim minastam they don't like each other. And so too, he could have brought the Rajva also in Chidushim, but we mentioned before that answer that dafka nedarim because it's mazir zahiri, they're scared, amos nedarim aleihem, that's also much from the Rajva that by other Isurim we are going to be choshev for the Isra halal. So the Shach says, v'yesh loimah, the nedarim kevin she'enei asr ela mitzad nidroi choshev kebasa b'cholav v'chulei ein sham. The Shach answers that no, even the Rosh and the Chayyim can say the same thing about the Rajba. They also hold that it's dafka din and basa b'cholav, just that nedarim is similar to basa b'cholav in the sense that even though nedarim, people are badil minei, people are, you're never allowed to eat from something which is also to you b'nether, but since the nether came machmas his own dibor, it also has the din of loy b'dili in sheminei because it's not a issa that the Torah made, it's issa that he made. So he's not. It's not something that the Torah asked. So he's not used to keeping away from it. So Mela, that's also included in Isra Halo. The Maaseh, the Maskana of the Shach there
is, he brings raya from the Gemara Chulin, is that it's only basar b'chalav, no other iser, except for bread. Any iser, like challah, for example, anything that's aser or pasakum, any iser, he's not allowed to eat that bread. So since we say alechem yichya odom, that bread is the ikar staple of life that we live on, so on there we're gonna ask halal because we're choishish that he's gonna take from the bread and eat it. But any other iser, nevela, other things is mutter, except for basar b'cholav and huad in the darm.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.